The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Money FM 89.3, welcome back to Sustainable Singapore with me, Rianne Lovell-Boland. In 2019, Singapore generated around 744 million kilos of food waste. That's equivalent to 2 bowls of rice per person per day, or around 51,000 double-decker buses. Well, according to non-profit organisation Project Drawdown, reducing food waste is the number one solution to the climate crisis, coming above electric cars, solar panels and even plant-based diets. Now, in a bid to tackle this, Olio was launched in 2015, initially aiming to connect neighbours with each other and local businesses so surplus food could be shared, not thrown away. Well, since then, Olio has now helped sharers in over 60 countries and has more than 100,000 users in Singapore signed up. Joining me on the line to share more about it is Tessa Clark, co-founder and CEO of Olio. Thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be with you.
Great. Well, let's start at the beginning. I mean, how did Olio grow from an idea into a marketplace? Could you share a little bit about the story?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I guess the real origins of Olio lie in my childhood. So my parents are farmers up in the northeast of the UK. And when you grow up on a farm, you learn firsthand just how much hard work goes into producing the food that we all eat and often take for granted every day. So I grew up with a pathological hatred of food waste. And then I had an experience about 6 or 7 years ago now when I was moving country and some removal men said I had to throw away all of our uneaten food. And clearly I wasn't prepared to do that. So I set out into the streets to try and find someone to give my food to and failed miserably. And that was when I had the light bulb moment of, why isn't there a simple app where I can advertise my food to my neighbours and they can request it and pop round and bring it up? And obviously now there is. It's called Olio. And as you say, we've grown from a sort of a proof of concept that we did on a small WhatsApp group through to what is now very much a global movement. We've got over 5 million people have joined Olio. And as you say, we've had items successfully shared in 60 countries so far.
So obviously the light bulb moment happened and then you produced this app. So could you walk us through the process a user goes through in sharing their surplus food and other items as well, right?
Yeah, certainly. So it's really, really simple to use. You just snap a photo of any item that you've got that you don't want, which could be food or it could be another household item such as books, clothes, toys, toiletries, etc. So you snap a photo and add your item to the app. Neighbours living nearby get an alert letting them know that something new has been added near them. They can then browse the listings, request what they want through the private messaging in the app, and then they pop round and pick it up.
Now, that sounds like a really useful thing to do, especially, you know, moving house or things like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, this was created before the pandemic. Have you seen growth during the pandemic? Have you had to adapt? Just share what's that process been like?
So obviously, it was deeply unclear whether a neighbour-to-neighbour sharing app could continue sort of through the pandemic. But actually, we made a critical decision, which was to transition to what we call a no-contact pickup, which means that you kind of pop down the item, leave it outside your door just before the person who is due to collect it picks up. And we've seen an explosion of neighbourliness and sharing through the pandemic. So Olio grew fivefold last year. And I think that's for several reasons. Firstly, I think we collectively had a wake-up call about the importance and the value of food and of other essential items when certainly sort of at the beginning of the pandemic in many places around the world, you know, it was deeply uncertain whether you could kind of access what you needed when you wanted it. So we've definitely started to value things more. I think also during a time of crisis, it's really instinctive to want to reach out to your local community. And through that experience, people are realizing how nice it is, how fun it is to connect to your local community, to feel like you belong, because for many of us, we live these sort of very, very busy sort of lives in the city, and we don't necessarily know who our neighbours are. And it's incredibly reassuring to know who your neighbours are. And Olio provides a really easy way to connect with your neighbours. And then I think the third thing is that during the pandemic, many of us experienced sort of the great pause. And we also learned a lot more about the terrible sort of climate-related events that were unfolding across the world. And many of us realized that actually we wanted to do something to make a difference. And the Olio app is honestly one of the simplest and easiest ways to live a more sustainable life by basically giving things away instead of throwing them away.
Yeah, and on the back of that, could you share, you know, the impact that Olio has with just sharing food instead of throwing it away?
Yeah, we have had phenomenal impact, and people are often really surprised to discover how impactful food waste is and therefore how powerful saving it can be. So if it were to be a country, food waste would be the third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions after the USA and China. So the minute we start giving away our food rather than throwing it away, we have a massive impact. So collectively, the Olio community have given away over 34 million portions of food. And that has had an environmental impact equivalent to taking over 100 million car miles off the road. And we've also saved over 5 billion litres of water. And the water one is really surprising to people because often we don't realise just how much water is used to produce the food that we're eating. So we might look at an apple and think, what's the big deal? I'm tossing an apple away. Well, you know, there are tens and tens of litres of water that went into producing that apple. So giving it away rather than throwing it away is one of those powerful sort of climate actions you can take.
Those figures are mind-boggling, and that's amazing the impact that it actually has. And I mean, just turning our attention to Singapore now, most of our food isn't actually grown here, and we all live in apartments which also have like a rubbish chute in them. What have you actually noticed about Singapore's throwaway culture?
Well, I think there are many things that Singapore shares in common with much of the rest of the world, and in particular, I think sort of the throwaway chute make it very easy for waste to be sort of out of sight, out of mind. And that, I think, is the mindset that we've really got to tackle and encourage people really to kind of open their eyes to the problem of waste. But what's super exciting about Singaporeans is they seem to have really, really embraced Olio. So we've got over 100,000 people in Singapore who are already signed up and using the Olio app. They have together shared approximately 250,000 items. And outside of the UK, which is obviously our original market, Singapore is actually our most active international market. So there are thousands of listings coming onto the app each week. And a lot of people might think, well, who will really want, you know, my kind of noodles that I don't want or my tea that I don't want? And the answer is there are lots and lots of people who want to sort of pop out and pick up some free food or other household items. And in particular in Singapore, the demand for items is much stronger than actually sort of pretty much everywhere else in the world. So the vast majority of food added to the app is requested in less than 1 hour. And the vast majority of other household items are requested in less than 4 hours. So we always encourage people just to give it a go. And a great place to start is a bit of a cupboard clear out. You know, you've kind of got those things lurking at the back of your cupboard that you know you should do something about. Well, if you pop them on the Olio app, then you will make a neighbour's day.
Absolutely. And Olio isn't just for neighbours to share with, it's also for businesses as well. So how can Singapore businesses become a part of Olio's Food Waste Heroes programme?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. So Olio has developed a service which enables local businesses, so think supermarkets, bakeries, delis, corporate canteens, to have zero food waste locations. And we do that through recruiting volunteers from our community. So we've got 35,000 trained volunteers now. We call them Food Waste Heroes. And we connect them with their local business. And at the end of the day, that volunteer will pop out of their apartment across the road. They'll go to that store. They'll pick up all of the unsold food. They take it home and add it to the app. And obviously then in minutes, their neighbours are requesting it. And minutes later, they're popping around and picking it up. And so that is enabling those businesses to have zero food waste locations for the first time, which is incredibly powerful for a number of reasons. First of all, their customers are increasingly saying, it is not acceptable for you to be throwing away perfectly good food. Secondly, their employees are saying they find it really demotivating to be paid to throw away perfectly good food every day. And then also, the race to net zero is very much on. Businesses are recognising that they have got to fulfil on their environmental and social goals. And so getting to zero food waste is really important. So we will be bringing the Food Waste Heroes programme to Singapore. We'll be launching our first pilot later on this year and be really aiming to grow very rapidly through next year. So we would encourage any business that wants to stop throwing away food to get in touch with us, and you can find us on our website.
And I mean, obviously, food sharing is not only better for the planet, but it's also a resource for many struggling families in need. How has Olio improved this situation?
You're absolutely correct. Alongside widespread waste, we unfortunately have equally widespread hunger. And the beauty of the Olio app is that it is free to use, free to download, and easily accessible for everybody. We also have a web version of the app, so you don't have to have a smartphone. And what is critical about Olio is that there is no stigma associated with using the Olio app, because we are very much about preventing waste. That is our mission. And it doesn't matter who sort of picks up the items. And so we do hear incredibly moving stories from people who tell us how critical some food or another essential item they picked up via Olio has been for them in their lives. But what they love is the fact that Olio is about modern, sustainable, everyday living. It's about community, not charity. And that's what's really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we're coming up to the festive season. It's often known for indulgence, waste, and, you know, gift giving, which maybe people don't necessarily want. You know, are there any options out there that are better for the environment?
So you're absolutely correct. This sort of festive season is the most wasteful time of the year, and it's really sad and it's very concerning for the planet. If we take sort of gifting, which you mentioned specifically, I think sort of one of the most important things to consider is to see if you can give someone a gift that doesn't involve you buying something brand new. So perhaps you can give the gift of time or an experience. Perhaps you can give a pre-loved gift. Perhaps you can make something or bake some food. I would definitely, so the single most powerful thing you can do is not to buy something brand new. And then sort of beyond that, if you are going to be buying something brand new, I just always encourage people to think, where is this item going to go when it dies at the end of its life? And once you start thinking in that way, you very quickly realize that you only want to buy things that are made of natural materials or things that can be really easily recycled, like metal and wood and glass, and to really, really avoid plastic.
Absolutely. Well, I've been speaking to Tessa Clark, co-founder and CEO of Olio. Thank you so much for sharing more about tackling food waste and more about how Olio is helping this situation.
Thank you.
I'm Rhianne Lovell-Boland. This has been Sustainable Singapore on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.